Gittin Perik Tes Mishnah Ches 9:8. More on different ways in which Gittin should be signed. It says Get Sheksavo Ivris. If the get was written in Hebrew language, Ve'ed of Yavanis, but the witness is signed in a foreign language like Greek or Yavanis, or if the get itself had been written in the foreign language like Greek, Ve'ed of Ivris, and the witness is then signed in a different language, Hebrew, that's going to be okay. In both cases. Similarly, Eid Echad Ivri, Ve'ed Echad Yavani, if the two witnesses sign, and one signs in Hebrew, and one signs in Greek or English, whatever the story is, that's also going to be okay. All these cases, it's fine. What cannot happen, even b'di'evit, is to have the get written itself in two languages, half the get in language one, and then the other half in language two. That's no good. All this says, so even though we're saying here that a get could be written in any language, like Greek or English or something, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that our minhag has become universally to write it in Aramaic, in Ksav Ashuri, the same kind of font that's used for our, you know, Sefer Torah, etc. And that's the proper way to do it, and one should not do it any other way, unless we're talking about a situation of maybe an aguna or some other kind of pressing circumstance. Okay. Ksav Sofer Ve'ed. If the people who signed it, instead of usually it's, you know, person A does the writing, he's the sofer, then person B and person C do the signing as the two witnesses. If instead we have person A doing the writing as the sofer and signing as one of the Edom, and a second person, Mr. B, signs as the second witness, so then it says the Mishnah Kasher, because ultimately you have two witnesses, the sofer could be a witness. The Chiddush here is basically that you might have been concerned that this wasn't following the instructions. Since it's irregular, we might have thought something unusual has happened and like the sofer wasn't following instructions, or a different witness had been instructed to sign but didn't, and so on. But the point of the Mishnah here is we're not concerned for that. La halacha, we don't have the sofer do the signing. It should be two separate witnesses. Now, as far as how the witnesses sign, so really, ideally, what's supposed to happen, and this is the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, a person should sign his first name, Ben, his father's name, and then put the word aid, witness. So it would be like, for example, you know, Avraham Ben Terach, aid. The reason for the word aid is to confirm this person was signing in the function of being a witness, as opposed to just signing his name on something. And the reason why we want the full name, first son of the father, is so we can have an easy time of finding out the signatory if we need to track him down. Okay? So our Mishnah here says, well, that's true. The Mishnah says, Ish Ploni Aid. If a person said just his first name, he just says, you know, Moshe, Aid. So that will be kosher. That says the Mishnah kosher. It's kosher b'di'evit, because the point is we know who this Moshe is, assuming we do, and we have the word aid, so we confirm he wrote it in the capacity of being a witness, so that's going to be okay b'di'evit. Similarly, if he says ben ish ploni aid, if he writes his name is Moshe ben Amram, but he writes just ben Amram aid, again, signing ben Amram is sufficient if we know who this person is, and we can recognize by his handwriting which of Avram's children this is. That's going to be okay, therefore, b'di'evid. Again, as long as he puts the word aid after his name to confirm he wrote in the capacity of acting as an aid. Ish ploni ben ish ploni, v'lo kasav aid, kasher. Similarly, if a person wrote, you know, Moshe ben Amram, and then instead of, he didn't put the word aid after his name. Still, we can assume, at least after the fact, that he's writing his name formally, first name, son of father's name, which is a formal act, and therefore we see he's writing in a formal capacity, presumably, to function as an aid to what he's writing on directly, you know, signing on directly above what he wrote. V'kach hayu nikiyei hadash b'Yerushalayim osen. And just comments the Mishnah, that in fact is how the people who were especially of clear mind in Yerushalayim in the time of the Mishnah would sign their names, meaning they wouldn't put the word aid after their name, they just put first name, son of father's name. And the idea being here that those people who were making such efforts to have, like, you know, pristine minds, wouldn't want it to be clouded with any extra single thought or using even one extra word. And therefore, since the word aid is not absolutely essential, therefore they would write the first name, son of last name, and that's that. Lalach, I told you, the Shulchan Aruch says, L'chadchila, you should put first name, son of last name. 8. Now, the Mishnah goes to a different topic here, although you don't see it at first. It's like a new paragraph. Now we're talking about not the way that the names of the witnesses should be memorialized in the contract, but rather the names of the husband or the wife who are getting divorced. So, again, the way to do it normally should be, as you see earlier in the Masechta, and the 8th parak, all his names, it should be, you know, it should say his name is Moshe ben Amram, just speak it out in full. If he has multiple names, he should mention all the names. We should identify where he's from and so on. But the Mishnah here has the possibility that people, instead of being identified by their father, they're being identified by, like, I'll call it a last name, a surname, a family name. And that's called Chanicha in the Mishnah here. So, you know, they had family names they would identify themselves with. So the Mishnah here says, Kasav Chanicha So, if he's identified by his first name and then his family name as opposed to his father's name, or V'Chanichasa, or her, the wife, is being referenced not by her full, I'll call it legal name, like meaning referencing her father, but rather her family name, since it's clear who we're talking about, therefore, Kasher, after the fact, it's going to be okay, says the Mishnah. In all of those cases, I just want to speak out, you know, in the case of the witnesses, the first part, since we paskin Edi Masira, Karsi, as long as you have a situation in which you have Edi Masira, so then it doesn't really matter how the witness assigned it, the get is going to be kosher, but the Evid. Okay. Now, as far as the Lamaisa of how to write names, Bismanazai, with people's names and their nicknames and their family names, Lamaisa, that's a little beyond the scope of this Mishnah, but anyways, the name has to be full and clear, all the names have to be full and clear, so we know for sure exactly who we're talking about. Okay, now the Mishnah lapses to another topic altogether. This is a very important topic and has far-reaching ramifications, so again, it'll have to be pretty limited in the scope of saying what's the halacha l'maisa. But the principle of the Mishnah is as follows. When a husband divorces his wife, he has to do it based on his own volition. He has to want to divorce his wife. He has to be writing it l'shma. He has to instruct someone to write on his behalf, and so on, to give on his behalf if he's not giving it himself. Okay, we learned that all before in the Masechta. Now, there are scenarios in which a husband is required, al pi din, he's required, according to Jewish law, to give a get. And the Beis Din could paskin that. So, for example, if the wife had an affair or the husband's taking up a job which makes him, you know, stink and is repulsive or whatever the story is, he's not living up to obligations in Ksuba. So there are grounds for divorce where the woman could take her husband to Beis Din and say, listen, we need to get divorced. And the Beis Din says, you're right, you need to get divorced. So at that point, the Beis Din could paskin that he has to divorce her, but still, they need him to say, yes, write my wife a get, yes, give my wife a get. And if he doesn't say those things, they can't do it. So our Mishnah is considering the possibility that we would force the husband under duress to agree to have a get written. So the point of our Mishnah is going to be that if he gives it under duress, but it's a situation in which Al Pidin from the Beis Din, which is Paskin, he must give the get, and he's being forced to do so, we'll say that anyways, that is a kosher get. And the reason why is because there's a principle that a Jew really wants to do the right thing. And okay, this Jew who's being vindictive and terrible to his wife is in the clutches of the Yetzirah, but when we twist his arm really hard, we get control of the Yetzirah, we bring him back to his senses enough to say, yes, rotza ani, he says, yes, I really want to give a get. And we'll consider that to be a real expression of his true inner Jew wanting to do the right thing, so that will be acceptable. Okay, that's the Rambam explains it, and that's how we're going to go with it over here. So the point is, as long as he is acting based on the psak of a Beis Din, that's how he's being forced into it, then it's going to be kosher. If not, then not. So the Mishnah's first words say, sorry, and a get which is given under duress is called a get mu'useh, from the word oseh, like to do or make, like it was made, he was made to do it. Okay, so in common parlance, like, you know, regular 21st century legal Jewish jargon, a get mu'usa is an invalid get, okay? But the Mishnah will say that it could be valid, okay? The point is, it depends who it was and under what conditions he was forced to give it. So the Mishnah says, get mu'usa bi Yisrael. If a get was forced out of a husband, but it was done, here it says, bi Yisrael. What it means is, after the psak of a Jewish Beis Din, Yisrael, a Jewish Beis Din, said he must give that. So then, kasher. The fact that it was, he was forced to give it by having his arm twisted, or, you know, they hit him with sticks, so he said, yes, rotzani. Okay, he's conforming with the Beis Din, like I said before, and that's going to be a kosher get. Uva goyim, however, if the get was not forced out of him based on the psak of a bezdin, rather of like a Gentile court, okay, like we have these issues today, really, in America. So if the wife essentially forces him to give a get through her action she takes to the non-bezdin court, so then pasul, that get's not acceptable. It's actually pasul madoraisa. Even if after the fact he says, you know what, I'm really glad I get it or I wanted to give it, it doesn't matter. If he was forced to give it by them, you know, putting him under pressure, till he says, yes, I want to relieve that pressure and I'm agreeing to it, so then that is a get pasul madoraisa, not binding at all. And you have to give it again. And if the wife would get married under such considerations, even conditions, even if he said, I meant to give it, I wanted to give it, too bad, she's an HSish and all the rest of it. All that said, even if he gives a get pasul like that, she becomes forbidden to marry a Kohen, let's say if the husband, you know, struck by lightning after that point, because of Midrabanan, we're concerned of people getting confused. However, says the Mishnah, if the husband who's refusing to give the get, but the Bezdin said he must, and the Bezdin employed Gentiles to act as their agents to force him, and they beat him up, and they say to him, Ose Mashi Yisrael Omrim Lach V'kasher, says the Mishnah, if the Bezdin hires a bunch of Gentiles to rough this guy up, to agree to give a get, that's okay. So the reason why the Mishnah doesn't say they're acting as the Bezdin Shaliach, agents in the technical term, and non-Jew cannot function as a Shaliach for a Jew or a Bezdin. So the point is, they're acting in the non-legal sense. They're acting as, you know, on behalf of the Bezdin, not because you need to have Shalichim per se, but just the Bezdin needs people who have the sticks. So they go to the Gentile people who have the sticks and get them to force the Jew, and the Gentile say to the Jew, the Bezdin said, you better do what the Bezdin said, and he says, okay, I want it, then that's going to be kosher, and the word v'kasher actually is a little, would mean, and the get is kosher, their gear cells, so don't include that last expression in there or not, but either way, it doesn't make a difference. The point is, as long as he is acting based on a psak of a Bezdin, even if he's acting under duress the time he agrees to give the get, that's going to be a binding get, midoraisa, and that's that.